This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bring up anything that you'd like to discuss. You can take control of the airwaves here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Cody.
And Johnson.
Of course, you can bring up anything, but we always bring interesting stuff to the table to discuss. Johnson, you've got some suggestions, some tips on how to flirt.
Yep.
Coming up here in moments. What's the source on that story? Do you know?
I think it's Ask Men UK.
Ask Men?
I think so.
So we'll get into that here when we get a chance. But there's a story that we took the night off, actually, last night, which is unusual. We almost always are live, but Daryl Perry went down to the New York Liberty Fest, or Liberty Fest NYC over the weekend, and recorded an episode of the show there. So that's what played last night. So it's been a couple days since I've been on the air. And on Sunday night, we were teasing this story, but never actually really dug into it. It's about Facebook and their censorship. Now, censorship may not exactly be the right term for this, because it is their private property, and, you know, they can do whatever they want with their private property. Censorship generally is a term that you kind of comes into play when we're talking about the government forcibly stopping people from reading something they want to read or seeing something that they want to see or sharing something that they want to share. In this case, it's Facebook, which is, you know, not the government, but it is a an entity with which, what, like a billion people in the world or something have an account? I mean, there's a lot.
Pretty massive.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are using Facebook. I wish I didn't have to, but I feel like I have to just because of, you know, Free Talk Live. It's like if you're doing some sort of business or whatever, you know, you're doing something that you want the public to know about, you're kind of silly if you're not promoting it on Facebook.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm obligated to be there as part of this whole outreach project that we're doing. As of course, this is an operation of the Shire Free Church.
So I wanted to bring up, you know, this is you're mentioning that, you know, diaspora, but then I was like just now just looking to see if diaspora even has
gone?
An app. No, they actually had another update recently, August 29th, 2016. They just updated to a new version.
This was the much ballyhooed sort of decentralized Facebook killer.
Yeah.
It never really materialized to be a killer of Facebook, but I'm glad to hear
they still
exist. It was supposed
to be like this federated, you know, federated sort of social media site. By basically, you could set up your own web server running Diaspora, and it would link into the network. That way, you could be in control of your own.
So it would link to other sites running the same software, and
right.
It would all be
and it
together.
Would all federate together. So, for example, a lot of people probably aren't even aware of this until you start seeing posts disappear on Facebook. This sort of happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone who's been around for a while and has, you know, is kind of an internet geek, Ian, I know you've experienced this because you have used IRC.
Yes,
and,
I've been
know,
around
some
that
of
long.
Our listeners are probably in an IRC chat room right now. IRC has this thing with
Internet Relay Chat.
Yes, Internet Relay Chat. It's just a really primitive chat protocol that was, you know, built when HTTP. A lot of people don't know that the web is actually just a single one of the protocols that were developed when the internet was developed.
That's
like
correct.
FTP and
file transfer protocol.
You know, SMTP, which was the email
mail transfer protocol.
Simple mail transfer
Simple
protocol,
mail.
I believe
okay.
so. And there was also, I don't remember the name of the protocol, but news groups.
NNTP?
I think that might be
yep.
it. So that's the news group protocol. So, like, the internet was actually this sort of, like, suite of applications originally.
Right.
And one of the things that IRC does is IRC is this sort of, like, connection network of servers, right?
Yes.
And actually, Facebook works in the same way, and so what happens on IRC is you might be in a channel with, like, you know, 500 people, right, in a chat, although that's probably a little less likely nowadays, but, and what will happen is suddenly, like, half the chat will just drop, and everybody's like, what just happened? Where did everybody go?
You call it a network split.
Correct, a net split. And so this is actually, this happens with Facebook. Facebook's servers are sort of like federated and networked together like this, and sometimes really? you'll get these nets. Well, at least this is my theory. I'm pretty sure it's correct. But there's net splits that happen because Facebook's so massive. And so what happens is, I'm sure you've experienced this, where you just go on a thread and posts have just disappeared.
I mean, if it happened, I would have just chalked it up to somebody blocked me or whatever.
Right, but that's not always the case. A lot of times, posts will just disappear, like threads and posts. And I think that it's due to the fact that Facebook's internal servers are actually net splitting from one another.
Wow.
And so, like, you'll be on one server, and your post will be on a different server, and it's like, well,
can't find that post right now.
There goes that post until the servers, you know, rejoin again. And sometimes posts will disappear for a couple hours and then come back. And people are like, I mean, you see it on threads all the time. People are like, where'd my posts go? You know, like people comment about it, like, what happened to all these posts?
And I wonder how common that is versus somebody reporting a post and actually having it taken down.
Right.
You know, that usually results in, like with a net split, when the connection's remade, then the post would come back, right? But if Facebook takes your post down and gives you a spanking, then the next time you log into the site, there's usually some sort of message that comes up saying, we've suspended your account for 30 days because somebody didn't like something that you posted. And frequently the things that are reported are like pictures of topless women.
Right.
That it's almost a guarantee some prude is going to hit the report button.
Yep.
And then, you know, you might, I think they start with like a 2-day ban or 3-day ban, and then it's like a week, and then it goes to a month, and then you'll just keep getting month-long bans until they probably finally suspend your account completely.
Right.
But
obnoxious political posts. There are lots of those that are out there.
Do people end up getting banned for an obnoxious political post?
Oh, it can be, because a lot of the alt-right stuff is just blatantly racist.
Okay,
that happens.
Gotcha.
And I'm sure that there's also just ridiculously offensive stuff on the left too that they post.
But generally, when I've seen things get taken down, it has to do with nudity. It has to do with toplessness of females. Toplessness of guys is completely acceptable, apparently, but female toplessness. That has resulted in a spanking for the Free Talk Live page. And when somebody posts to a page...
And Free Talk Live has been banned for, you know, posts that didn't even contain nudity. Also happened.
Well, one of the things that happens
I remember, because I got a 30-day ban on something that was bikinis.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I remember that.
Yeah.
Because if you get a ban, I get a ban, usually, because the way the page works...
Well, not anymore, because remember, I was like, this is the last straw. I'm like, that's ridiculous.
Well, right, you resigned from...
Yeah, I resigned from moderating, because I'm like, I don't want to get, you know, a longer ban than that, you know.
Well, right, what you were concerned about was that somebody else would post something you didn't even know about, and then you get banned, because when they ban...
Yeah.
Or when
got banned for nudity for a post that somebody else posted that didn't actually contain nudity. Yeah. So I was like, no, I'm not going to do this anymore.
So, so what happens when a page posts something is every administrator of that page gets the spanking, they get the ban.
Right.
And that's why you got hit. I vaguely recall that.
Is there any way you can dispute something like that? Some kind of Facebook
their Facebook moderator. I think their Facebook moderators are all like, they look at the pool of people and they're like, okay, your IQ is 87. Perfect. You know, like, you're hired. Like, they hire just people who just don't care and don't, you know, aren't very smart. You know, like, you try to talk to them, it's, like, ridiculous.
So, Facebook, according to TheGuardian.com, has decided to allow users to share an iconic Vietnam War photo featuring a naked girl after CEO Mark Zuckerberg was accused of abusing his power when the social media company censored the image.
I'm sure it's Zuckerberg there. He's like, you know, I know what I'm going to do with my time. I've got all these, you know, multi-million dollar, billion dollar projects. I'm going to sit here and moderate Facebook
pictures.
Yeah, okay. That's what happened. Mark Zuckerberg was abusing his power, sure.
Norway's largest newspaper published a front page open letter to Zuckerberg on Thursday of last week, slamming Facebook's decision to censor the historic photograph of 9-year-old Kim Fook running away from a napalm attack and calling on the CEO to live up to his role as, quote, the world's most powerful editor, unquote. Now, for those of you who aren't familiar, the photo in question is one you've probably seen before. It's the sort of terrifying, harrowing photo of like 4 or 5 young children running towards a camera, obviously in quite fear for their lives. They're, you know, screaming, scared. There's 3 or 4 soldiers walking behind them. It's in black and white. So you may have seen this picture. And one of the children is completely naked. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So Facebook had initially defended its decision to remove the image. We will give you their defense, which they then reversed here in moments. You can share your thoughts about freedom of speech and the freedom to share images. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Cody.
And Johnson.
We've got Skype. You can Skype on into the show here. Skype username LRN.FM. We're talking about private censorship. I'm still not sure what the right word is. I mean, I guess censorship doesn't necessarily have to do with the government, but I think it most frequently is used in that context. We're talking about Facebook taking down pictures of things that people find offensive. You can share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. There's a classic Vietnam War photo that has recently been the subject of that controversy, and we'll get deeper into that here in moments. Also, I want to let you know about Jax. It is the official wallet of Free Talk Live. People are frequently asking, you know, what wallet do you guys recommend for Bitcoin? Well, Jax, and you can go and get it at jaxx.io. Not only is it great for Bitcoin, but it also works for Ether, as well as Dash, and now Ether Classic. There's also Shapeshift integration. That means you can change from one cryptocurrency to another. So maybe you feel like you want to get some Dash or some Ether. You can take your Bitcoin and just shift it right there into that in the very same app, which is super handy. It was created by Anthony DiOrio, who's one of the founders of Ethereum. And it's also really easy to back up your wallet and recover your funds with Jax. So if you lose your phone, it breaks. Not the end of the world. So long as you've written down your backup phrase and kept it someplace safe. Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. It's Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live, JAXX.io, and it's cross-platform, which means that you can get it for your smartphone, your laptop, your desktop computer, pretty much whatever operating system you're working on. JAXX.io. As we continue here with the story from Facebook, about Facebook taking down a photo, like a classic photograph from the Vietnam War, the story from TheGuardian.com. Facebook had initially defended its decision to remove the image, which is known as Napalm Girl. I don't know if that's what the artist or the photographer originally called it, but that's what it's being referred to as here. It's a classic horrifying photo from Vietnam of several children running towards a cameraman being followed by soldiers trying to escape from a napalm attack. It's pretty harrowing. Anyway, Facebook defended its decision to remove the image, saying, quote, "While we recognize that this photo is iconic, it's difficult to create a distinction between allowing a photograph of a nude child in one instance and not others." Unquote. On Friday, following widespread criticism from news organizations, there was the major newspaper in Norway published a front-page open letter demanding that they reverse this decision. Media experts across the globe, Facebook reversed its decision, saying in a statement to The Guardian, quote, "After hearing from our community, we looked again at how our community standards were applied in this case. An image of a naked child would normally be presumed to violate our community standards, and in some countries might even qualify as child pornography. In this case, we recognize the history and global importance of this image in documenting a particular moment in time." The statement continued, saying, "Because of its status as an iconic image of historical importance, the value of permitting sharing outweighs the value of protecting the community by removal. So we have decided to reinstate the image on Facebook, where we are aware it has been removed." So here you go. Now you have a picture of a fully naked child available on Facebook. And they're now defending it because, well, it's a historic photograph. So right. Therefore, any amount of prurience or, sexual inclination that someone might have would somehow be canceled out because of the historic importance.
I really can't see there being anything sexual related whatsoever with that image.
No, of course not. It's a child screaming in terror running from napalm.
Just because there's nudity does not mean it has to do with sex.
I totally agree.
The picture is offensive because war is offensive. But, it's going to hurt some people's feelings seeing something like that. But, it's reality. You can't just, turn a blind eye to the fact that these things went on in history just because it's gross or scary or hard to look at. I mean, to me, that's sort of like historical whitewashing.
Yeah,
and I'm glad Facebook changed their mind on that.
They may have made the right decision here, but if you look at the history of children being naked in sort of artistic photos and also just family photos, it's a disturbing one, right? Like parents who take a picture of their kid in the bathtub. There have been stories where back in the day when people would go and get film developed, because that doesn't really happen now,
yeah.
But most of, 20 years ago, everybody had to go and take their film to get developed. And there were stories where somebody's taking their film to get developed, the developer saw pictures of naked children, their own kids, like in the bathtub doing innocent childlike things,
yep.
And then reported them to the police. And then, that just has ruined some parents' lives. Like, even if you end up getting the charges dropped later on, now you've been accused of child pornography. And that can be kind of a hard label to undo.
It does seem like there are a decent amount of moms who will get away with just fine getting pictures of their children up online. Now, that is something I don't want to see. I mean, I wouldn't call for anything to ever be removed off Facebook. I just think it's weird.
Pictures of kids.
We're coming into this weird generation where it's like, well, you got to wonder, okay, mom, how is your kid going to feel when he or she grows up and realizes that every moment of them being, naked in the bathtub or whatever they were doing as a child, it's not just going in a physical photo album for the family to share now. Now these narcissistic parents have shown it to the world publicly on Facebook, and you're going to grow up knowing that, you might have hopes and dreams of being a doctor or a lawyer, but people, people are going to find, like, well, here's you naked as a baby.
Oh, come on. Yeah. That's not going to stop you from becoming a doctor.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Maybe not. I'm just saying parents are getting real weird been show-offy with their kids.
Right,
but
it's no different than, when I was growing up, they had a photo album.
Keep pictures in their wallet and annoy strangers at the grocery line, like, here's my kids, and, flip it open. But now it's because of the internet, it's like,
are you
so
worried that
massive.
Your parents are going to, like, scan photos of you from a child and then tag it with, like, Cody's D?
You never know. There is one picture of me being, like, 7 years old. My grandmother took this picture. It was me changing to get into the pool. And it had my little white Irish butt, Now, to me, that's an embarrassing picture I don't want to have end up on the internet, because my grandmother's got Facebook now. Right. She's probably still got the image. And
and you think your grandmother's going to be like, ooh, look at that butt.
She might find it funny or cute or whatever. I'm just saying there's not much I can do to stop it, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, I just don't think. I think your fears are pretty overblown there, Cody.
Maybe.
I mean, if it's indeed common that parents are putting a bunch of photos of their kids online, and I suspect it is, then it won't be unusual if somebody looks back and they're able to find a bunch of pictures.
I want to see if people start posting all the pictures from famous photographer Sally Mann, who is very well known for her. She took
nude
photography of children, and her images are definitely, without question, iconic. I mean,
and also not pornographic, right, as well. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts on Facebook's so-called censorship here. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria,
bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Though, Icon Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. And if you want to get 500 business cards for just $9.99, then I've got a code for you to use over at vistaprint.com. You go to Vistaprint.com, you can order, of course, more than just business cards. They've got a bunch of great stuff like postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations. You can even order your checks through Vistaprint.com. I did that recently. Use code FTL at checkout, and you'll get 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. Now, you can customize the text, the colors, the backsides, and more. They've got thousands of industry-specific templates, and you can even upload your existing logo to one of Vistaprint's existing designs. Or if you've got your own design front and back, you can upload those as well. This is what I did with my Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree palm card that I made, full-color palm card. It was super easy to do. Plus, you can upgrade the quality of the card. Maybe you want a thicker stock or a brilliant finish like metallic, spot gloss, or raised print. Vistaprint can do it, and it's super easy to use. Their online card designing tool is really user-friendly, and they guarantee you'll love your products every time. So really, you got nothing to lose here. Or they'll make it right with their amazing customer service. Use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, when you're at the checkout to get 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. That's Vistaprint.com with code FTL. We're talking about Facebook removing a classic Vietnam photo because of a naked child in the photo. Then, after a huge community outrage, sort of putting it back. Let's go to Tim, listening in Wyoming. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, Ian. Thanks for taking my call. I remember seeing that photo when it was first published, And it's probably been in hundreds, maybe even thousands of publications. So it literally is as iconic a photo of the Vietnam era as you could hope for. It's
that one and the one where the soldier has a gun to somebody's head. That's probably the only other Vietnam War photo that I think of when I think of iconic.
I know the one you're thinking of. It's actually a photo taken just as the pistol's being fired into the person's head.
Oh wow!
You can see that the person's eye is the right eye. I think it's from the left side of the person's head. The person's right eye is posing first. Because the left side of the brain is being killed first.
Oh wow!
So the right, that's the photo as the bullet is going into the person's head. That's when the photo was taken, and there's some photos exactly like that of the Chinese Revolution, Mao's Cultural Revolution, when they were shooting the intelligentsia, if you will. They were killing the teachers and the doctors, and anyone who was in opposition, well, anyone that Mao felt was in opposition, at least. And they were, the same kind of photos are out there. But the photo you're referring to, I remember seeing it. It's been, it's been printed in many, 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 many newspapers, magazines, et cetera, et cetera. The photo, the girl that was at the photo is actually, she lives in the United States now. She's not a girl anymore, obviously. I think that was the 71 or 72 when that photo was taken, I think.
Yep.
Something like that. And so she's almost 60 or something. No, wait a minute.
She was 10 at the time. She would be getting up towards 60.
Yeah, but she said herself when she saw that the photo was taken, she said herself that she thought that it was iconic of the war. And she was screaming. Her clothes had actually been burned off of her. That's the reason she was running and screaming. And she was naked because, as I say, her clothing was literally burned off her. Cotton fiber burns like a candle wick. It just burns right up. So
it's horrifying. It's amazing she lived through that.
It is. It is amazing that she lived through it. And she's married to an American man here. And I think she has children too, but the thing is that she doesn't have any, as far as I know, any lasting scars from, maybe a few on her back, but not anything, not anything really that you'd say, oh, she looks like she was in a fire. Well, if she took her clothes off, yes. But the thing is that photo, as I say, I remember seeing it when I was probably, 7 or 8 years old. And I thought it was actually in the newspaper. I remember seeing it in the newspaper maybe I was a little bit younger than that, but at the same time, the fact of the matter is that is representative of what war does. It's a screaming terror for most people. It is.
Yep.
It's horrifying. And I think that, you said many times, okay, it's private property, technically, Facebook, but at the same time, they are in a way, in a manner of speaking, they're a news organization. So a lot of people treat them
Not really. I mean, Facebook isn't a
people that do though.
I mean, yeah, Facebook itself though isn't a news organization in the way they are structured or in really what they do. I mean, they provide a venue for people to post things about their lives, which could include news. Certainly, news organizations have a presence on Facebook. But Facebook themselves are not sending out journalists, for the most part, to go and report on things. They don't have a news editor. I mean, they do have sort of the trending topics where they had some human beings who are cultivating those, I guess. But those are, again, based on what the Facebook users are choosing. I guess if you wanted to argue that the Facebook users are essentially the news editors, but still, that's a real...
I feel like if you're getting your news from Facebook, you're probably missing out on a lot of stuff.
Well, sure, no, I'm not doubting that.
I almost look at it, and even though it is a private company, it almost does have that, like, public commons type of feel, right?
That's what I mean,
should be a place where, I don't know how to juggle this in my head because, of course, it's a private company, but it should be a place where free speech thrives, considering that, in this culture, in this day and age, so many people spend so much time on Facebook And this is how we're communicating with each other.
Well,
and
this is a disturbing.
Ideas.
Well, okay, I understand where you're coming from. And by the way, Tim, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
Yeah, come on, guys. Everybody should be getting their news from The Daily Show with Trevor Noah.
I've never even seen that version of the show.
Oh, no, it sucks.
Bad.
It went down the drain.
Yeah. Oh, it's horrible.
So,
not that it was great, you know, towards the end with Jon Stewart anyway. It started getting pretty deceptive. But
so, what you said, though, Cody, I think a lot of people agree with. Like, they'll say, yeah. Facebook's a right. And that's not exactly what you said, but you did say that free speech should be allowed there because it is sort of, you feel like it's become this commons because it's so large.
It's almost like, you know, okay, so the people running this website almost should understand the responsibility of how massive this is and take into consideration their decisions and how it will literally affect the direction of our culture and the way the species evolves socially.
But at the same time, just because a private company gets so big that it has attracted more than a billion users, and I don't recall, maybe it's 2 billion, I really don't recall the number, it's a lot. But, you know, just because they become so popular doesn't mean that they should lose their decision-making ability.
True.
And have to all of a sudden, well, now you've got a billion users, so now we're going to nationalize you or whatever. Now you're the government.
Yeah.
Or that's a disturbing concept, even though I agree with you. I would like to see Facebook be more tolerant of freedom of speech.
Of course.
But
and
ultimately,
this is why, like, where's the competition, right? Like,
there are competitors.
They stomp the crap out of Facebook, and, you know, Twitter's a whole different animal, right?
Yep.
So
completely different.
It would be real nice if we had something else. So, like, okay, Facebook's being dumb.
Johnson said Diaspora, you know, is still out there. Why didn't you join it?
Yeah.
Because we all are, so Google Plus is out
Google
there, too,
Plus
but we all know nobody's using it. That's the problem.
1.71 billion, by the way.
1.71 billion.
I mean, and the number of users that have been active in the past 30 days is 1 billion.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, if the world has 8 billion people on
right.
it, that's an eighth of the world's population are active users
right.
on the site.
It's a big responsibility.
And
basically like everyone in every first world country, you know.
Well, right, because 4 billion people don't have internet access, so you're really talking about a quarter of the world's internet population
right.
is on Facebook. It's incredible. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Share your thoughts with us. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C, universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. The dial-in number for you, 855-450-FREE, or Skype into the show. Skype username is lrn.fm. And with you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
Cody.
And Johnson.
Don't forget, you can always join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features that we have on the site are completely free. If you want to help support Free Talk Live, however, you may do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is simple. You send $5 a month into the show with any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard or Bitcoin right there over at freetalklive.com. And that helps us out because we can then invest that $5 a month into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing new internet listeners on board. And you get perks, too. So you get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only Facebook group, which is very, very popular. There's always fresh posts there every day, which is cool. And then also the AMP-only podcast, which is basically our regular show, but it doesn't have the same amount of podcast ads in it. So go and get all the details about the AMP program. Get signed up at AMP, A-M-P, AMP.freetalklive.com. As we go to Skype, we're talking about Facebook being this behemoth that, you know, if they decide that there will not be a historic, iconic Vietnam photo allowed on their site, then it shall not be allowed. You'll be banned for having it. Or they can reverse their decision, which is what they've done with the Napalm Girl photo, which is the one where several children are kind of running towards a cameraman after during a napalm attack. Just an absolutely harrowing photo. But because one of the children is naked, some people say it shouldn't be allowed. Let's go to Nahuel. He's on the line, I believe, in Brazil?
Chile.
I apologize. Chile. Go ahead.
Actually, I wrote a... First, I'm an open source developer.
Mm-hmm.
And a few months ago, I accidentally was called to take care of a local BDSM community.
You were called to take care of it. What does that mean? I mean, I don't even want to speculate what that means in the BDSM world.
Let's just find out.
Yeah.
No. Just the technology. We have a web page where it's actually based on OxWall. That is like a social network software, because we can live in Facebook. Even though people do create profiles in Facebook, but they get blocked like in a month or less. So BSM community need a separate website.
FetLife, right?
So if they don't if you don't provide the deliverables on time, do they tie the chair and tell you they're going to whip you until you get it done?
Actually, it's more like I do that thing.
So you're a member of the BDSM community in addition to being its technical expert.
Yeah, I was called as technical because I was being part of the community.
Okay, got
it. The issue with Facebook is that it's like the default. So everybody wants to do in Facebook, and they get constantly blocked, and it's a huge issue for us.
Before you go on, I know you're looking at other options, and I definitely want to hear other options besides Facebook.
Well, I know for a fact there's a website called FetLife. I don't know why.
Fetish Life?
I think it's just FetLife.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
It's just FetLife, but FetLife is working just in English. And in my country, most people do not speak English. So FetLife is for the really hardcore BSM people here. And we are like really, really few people.
But what is it that... Okay, so on Facebook, presumably this group would be a private group, right? I mean, or was it public? Meaning that, you know, if people who are into BDSM are the only ones in the group, then it seems less likely that there would be people reporting posts in that circumstance. But was that
No. There is a lot of drama in this kind of community. So
of course. There's drama all over the damn place.
every time, and that guy that looks in the duo is denouncing your profile for this other reason. So we need a space where users don't get blocked.
That makes sense. So somebody doesn't like somebody else with... So everybody's into BDSM, but so-and-so didn't like so-and-so, or is mad at so-and-so because they went with somebody else. Now they're reporting their posts just to be an a-hole. Okay, I got you. So you're looking at other solutions.
Exactly.
What did you find?
So I start to look at alternatives, but you have to know that like a year ago, I tried Liberty.me. And
Liberty
it wasn't exactly my flavor of Liberty people. I don't know if you have tried there.
They were an advertiser for a very short period of time. We went, I looked at it, checked out the site. I mean, if you're a libertarian, it might be a cool site to be on, but it certainly, you know, wouldn't be anything for anyone else outside of that that community. And they were charging for access, which is going to keep out the riffraff, but it's hard to get somebody to sign up for something that, you know, they have to pay for when they're used to Facebook, which is
free. It also means that somebody has to define who's riffraff.
Well, but what I'm saying is if somebody has to pay to get into the site, that's going to keep out most of the troublemakers, like most of the trolls, because they're not willing to pay $5 a month or whatever to do that. But, I'm not an active user of the site.
It was like more right-wing libertarian flavor that I don't have anything against them, but I need my weird people, and they're not there.
Yes, weird people. We love those.
So I was thinking, and I actually wrote to Brian Sawyer and Jeffrey Tucker about this, that we actually currently use a currency that is open source and federalized, like Diaspora. Diaspora is a federalized system. I discarded Diaspora for our BDSM community because we have no money. But if some libertarian people would like to create a Liberty network...
No, wait, hold on. Before you go on here, I just make sure I understood you, because sometimes the accent gets confusing. So you said you discarded Diaspora because you don't have money? Is it I thought it was a free site. Is it that you have to host your own server and that's what's expensive? Or maybe I didn't understand you right.
Open source is free, but you have your own website in Drupal. I'm a Drupal developer.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that developing in that platform is not cheap.
Nope.
You need to pay to the developer.
Yep. Very expensive.
But
so what you're saying is Diaspora requires Drupal, requires a developer in order to
no,
have...
No,
No.
Implementing a diaspora platform like seriously will be, I don't know, under $10,000, but it's a lot of money for this kind of community to have like the.
So
the
what you're saying? I just want to make sure I'm following you. You're saying that to implement a diaspora-like platform, so something that is decentralized, it's like Diaspora, the existing social social bookmarking website, but is not in point of fact Diaspora. Is that what you're saying?
No. Actually, we're currently using another software that is kind of really oriented to this matchmaking need of our community. So we have like a real good chat, and you can upload your pictures and this like really defined filters that you will find in Diaspora, but probably you have to tweak it a little bit here, a little bit there to be the same functionality.
I can't imagine that costing $10,000 to implement what is essentially like the same level of implementation as installing like an Apache web server. You know, like it's you're just deploying an application onto a server. It's like you just install it on Diaspora, right?
Diaspora is kind of written in other language, in Ruby or something like that. You have to have like a dedicated server. You can run it in Heroku, but the tweaking, you will have to do some little bit of country. You will have to code a little bit, and that level of code.
I'm gonna have to dump that just because I'm not sure.
No,
what look.
Price. How do you
so,
say?
Not well. So yeah. Let's cut to the chase here. Did you guys go with something, or are you still trying to figure out what to use?
I think he said not cheap, by the way.
Okay, you might be right, but it sounded like the S word. Anyway, so what did you guys decide on?
We're still on the same. No. BSM community will still be on the same old platform that is isolated. But because the problem of Oxwall, Facebook and all these things is that they run on one website and it's like an island. And Diaspora has this concept of pods that you have your website on, okay, on the Liberty pod or the BDFM pod. Mm-hmm. We have these rules and everything is allowed, but we can connect with other pods that has another rules. It's a federated system, just like this.
So you're saying go with the Diaspora. That's the best option right now besides Facebook?
No, I'm saying the Liberty developers out there and the Liberty entrepreneurs out there, we should try to do something like that. Because
find something. So you're saying have an alternative to Diaspora that is similarly sort of decentralized. I would love to see that happen. In fact, we've been talking about it here in the Keene area recently. Thanks, Noel, for the call tonight. Hour number two on the way, 855 450 free. What's the best option out there? It's Free Talk Live. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing.
see the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.